Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Take a presidential campaign, mix in a large serving of old-fashioned musicals, and top it off with two women realizing they are in love. And you've got the new film Liberty's Secret, a political satire and girl-meets-girl movie musical. Andy Kirshner is the writer, the composer, the director, the producer. He has a role in the film, which is having its premiere this Thursday at the Michigan Theater in Ann Arbor. Andy is an associate professor of both music and art and design at the University of Michigan. Welcome, Andy.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Well, the Liberty Secret website calls this the all-American lesbian movie musical. What's the storyline?
Well, the story is a political campaign that is kind of hit the skids. It's a moderate Republican. He's running for president. He's a former senator. He's kind of an idiot. And everyone is ready to give up on the campaign. But then they are in a church and they discover this young woman who's kind of all-American girl. She sings. She dances. She's the daughter of a family values preacher. And they think this is the perfect opportunity to reach out to the right wing of the party and get the nomination. And it is such a huge success because Liberty Smith is her name, is so appealing. She kind of barnstorms the country, and everything is going great. He's actually up in the polls. But meanwhile, she has fallen in love with her political handler, her sort of spin doctor, who is another woman.
Okay, Nikki Levine.
Yes, Nikki Levine. And then this this fact emerges at a very inconvenient time, and then she has to kind of make a choice between her previous life, growing up in a very conservative church community, and her possible future life.
Well, let's take a listen to a clip from Liberty's Secret. And this is basically media advice for politicians 101. This number is called You Never Get in Trouble.
Stay on message, project confidence. Say you think that Washington is rotten, just look relaxed. But if a questioner attacks, digress until the question is forgotten. You gotta keep it short and make it snappy. Repeat it over and over like a rhyme. Ideas that once seemed dense will feel like common sense when they've heard it over 1,500 times. But if they press you for a statement and you're not sure it's okay, remember, you never get in trouble for something you don't say.
Well, that certainly echoes what we're hearing, I think, a lot in politics in 2016. And it's amazing. You've been working on this for how many years now?
I've been working on it for 8 years. But I would say there are persistent patterns in American politics, as you probably observed as well. Actually, the hook of the song, the You Never Get in Trouble for Something You Don't Say, is a line that I read in Dick Cheney biography.
Okay.
So his sort of habit of not volunteering more information than was required.
What was behind your choice to style the film like the great old movie musicals?
Well, I was thinking about the similarities between politics and show business, in particular the kind of spectacle of politics. So like what you see in conventions with all the balloons and the dance numbers and the celebrities. And I was thinking about how many similarities there are, and how the work that I do as a theater artist and a filmmaker and a composer is very similar, actually, to what people who are managing political campaigns. You know, you're creating images and sounds and feelings with your audience and trying to move them in a particular way.
So you certainly do that. There's dancing and there's singing. And I know you play the part of a celebrity journalist, a gentleman with quite the pompadour named Rolf Schnitzel. Mm-hmm. What are you saying about the way politics is covered?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be the first to observe that it's become kind of a large reality show in many cases, and that we're often focused on the personalities and the gaffes and the journalists to some extent, particularly the sort of celebrity journalists, and not really about the issues or what's really at stake.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny, as I think that you've been working on this film for some 8 years. We're going to take a listen to another clip. This is debate prep on something that is very much a hot-button issue in campaign 2016, and that is immigration reform.
All right, okay, hit me. I'm ready.
Senator Weston, could you please outline your position on immigration? Specifically, do you favor comprehensive immigration reform and a path to citizenship?
Immigration, okay. That's a tough one. Right. As you know, America is a nation of immigrants. My ancestors, my wife's grandparents, all came here legally, of course. trying to make a better life for themselves and for their children. They left wherever they were and came to the Statue of Liberty, where our poor and our hungry, our wretched refuse, our tired, all huddled together. Now, Julie's family worked in the coal mines in Pennsylvania, and mine worked hard on riverboats up and down the Mississippi, like you might see in Mark Twain or Huck Finn.
What the f*** are you talking about?
Well, okay, you're making me nervous. Just let me... Here, give me another one. Let's start over again, okay? Over again.
That's from Liberty's Secret, and we're talking with Andy Kirshner, who's the writer and the composer and the director and the producer. It's been really quite the show. And you did shoot this film all around Southeast Michigan with a lot of locations and cast members from the Michigan community. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, so that last clip was John Leppard, who's a local actor. He actually runs the Williamston Theater in near Lansing.
Yes.
Williamston. And then in the previous song that you heard, it's Cara Ann Marie, who's one of our stars. She's born in Chelsea. And Jacqueline Wilk, who recently graduated from Oakland University. She plays Liberty. Jacqueline is now in New York and Kara's in Atlanta. But we were fortunate they were still living in the area when we shot the film.
What are you hoping audiences will get when they come and they watch Liberty's Secret, especially with, thinking of Thursday night at the Michigan Theater when you premiere it, but in the context of this election when a reality star is running for president?
Mm-hmm. I would say certainly I want them to laugh and enjoy and have a good time. But there's also a very human story at the core of it, and it's particularly about this character, Liberty, kind of coming out to her conservative preacher father. And I guess I would hope that people come away kind of putting themselves in the position of those characters and can see some of themselves in those characters and maybe open their hearts a little bit and have a great rollicking time at the same time.
Well, Liberty's Secret again premiering Thursday evening at the Michigan Theater in Ann Arbor. You can get all the details on the film by going to libertysecret.com. Andy Kirshner, very fun, very enjoyable. The trailer looks great. The clips are hilarious. I'm sure this is going to be a great night for everybody. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. I really appreciate it.